Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome into the Early Line, live right here on a Friday morning on Sports Grid. I am Kevin Walsh, joined by Donnie Wrightside. Donnie, how you doing?
Doing very good. It is a Friday. Pretty soon, Kevin, we will turn these into football Fridays, but Major League Baseball takes center stage. Also coming up over the weekend, Kevin, a little bit of Olympics action as Team USA takes the court. I'm rested, I'm ready, and it looks like you are too, Kevin, for today's show.
Yeah, I certainly am. There is a lot for us to get involved with here today. This will become a full football Friday soon enough, which I do look forward to. But we started off with our 7-7 top headlines in the world of Major League Baseball and the trade deadline approaching. We have our first major move as Nelson Cruz of the Minnesota Twins is now of the Tampa Bay Rays. A couple of pitching prospects going back to Minnesota as Tampa Bay looking to be aggressive here and adding a big-time bat, Donnie.
I love it. And it's not so much that Nelson Cruz is coming over to change the game per se. You know, it's not like getting Mike Trout or maybe one of the all-time greats, but you are getting a legitimate bat in your lineup that is tested. And when you look at that Rays lineup 1-9, I mean, it's okay. They have the ability to stack lefties against righty pitchers, but it's nice to have the big boomstick right there in the middle of the order, whether they place him at 3 or 4 to help drive in some of those runs. When you take a look at the Tampa Bay Rays offense, struggles a little bit with power, with consistency. This is a great move by them to get a veteran presence, and as you saw, Kevin, going from the Twins, a lot of those Twins players going, hey, you know what, this is the best teammate I was ever around. It never hurts to get guys like that in your locker room when you're ready to make a playoff push.
The Rays, the second choice on the FanDuel Sportsbook to win the AL East. We will talk about those odds certainly quite a bit after this move. How about another name that is being tossed around and an AL East team being connected? Trevor Story potentially could be moved on from the Colorado Rockies, and Buster Only is reporting that the New York Yankees are kicking the tires on Trevor Story.
It's very interesting to me, Kevin. Not that the Yankees are kicking the tires on Trevor Story. That's what good organizations do. You just pick up the phone, make some phone calls to the teams that are out of the playoff race and say, hey, what's going to take to maybe get this guy? Even if they say, hey, it's going to take 3 of your best prospects and another major league player, you can always hang up the phone and say no, but it doesn't hurt to ask. My question here, Kevin, from a Colorado Rockies perspective here, you know, still a bigger market out in Denver. You just get rid of the face of your franchise, Nolan Arenado. Now the one guy that you put in the All-Star game to promote, and maybe he is now on the trading block. Look at it from a future standpoint for the Rockies. What's the point of this? Getting rid of your better players, and are you just going to try to build from within? Hasn't worked out all that well for the Rockies, but that's an interesting move because you still need a cornerstone player for your franchise. It seems to me like Trevor Story is that. I mean, Charlie Blackman's a very good player, but to give up on him and Arenado in back-to-back seasons, what kind of business plan is that?
Yeah, tough look for the fan base. The Cubs looking to get rid of all of their guys as well. Some other Major League Baseball rumors that we will be discussing here in the opening of our number one. Moving over to the NFL, we mentioned a Football Friday. There's a lot of news coming out of the NFL yesterday. And the initial report comes out that as they get ready for this upcoming season, if there are COVID outbreaks among unvaccinated players, teams will be forced to forfeit games if they cannot be rescheduled and will be credited with a loss for playoff seeding.
Yeah, ratcheting up the power. I mean, this is a billion upon billion dollar industry that they're expected to play games and deliver for not only their home audience, Kevin, but also a national audience. When you have all those, you know, Fox is in there, ESPN is in there, they want programming. You don't want a Sunday night football game to be canceled because somebody's going to be left on the bill for that one. We'll talk about this one a little bit later in the show, but there are a lot of interesting facets that go into what might take place here in the 2021 season.
Yeah, there could be some serious gambling implications. We'll hit those, no doubt. Let's bring the radio audience into the fold. Thanks to everybody that is listening to the Early Line on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204, the Mightier 1090, all of our radio affiliates out there moving through our top headlines here on a Friday morning. And coming after this news that there could be forfeits, DeAndre Hopkins took to Twitter, in a sense, deleted tweet where he questioned his future in the NFL, potentially pondering retirement due to this new updated rules surrounding the vaccine.
Yeah, Herm Edwards would always say about NFL players when he would speak in front of some of those rookie symposiums, don't press send out here. Keep those thoughts to yourself that you're looking at retiring and maybe not going in because you have a lot of political enemies out there on social media and also fans saying, hey, cut us a break. I got you on my fantasy football team. You can't go away at this time. Quickly deleted the tweet as he should have, maybe rethinking the situation. But one of the best wide receivers in the entire football league is saying he's contemplating walking away. That's a big news story, Kevin.
He's the favorite to lead the NFL in receiving yards next year on the FanDuel Sportsbook. It would be a gigantic loss. How about over on the PGA Tour, Ricky Fowler tied for first at the 3M 7-under and is the new betting favorite to win the entire tournament.
What a nice round there. As we said earlier in the week, Dubs Anderson gave us some great videos that said scoring should be pretty easy and a premium here on this golf course, minus 70, 64 as he tees off. Good for Ricky Fowler. He needs a few things to go his way. Still looking for his first major, but you can't get that first major until you get on a roll. Maybe he needs a win here at the 3M Open.
The NBA rumors continue. The Golden State Warriors have a lot of interest in Bradley Beal if he does become available.
It would be a good move for them. You're looking for that third piece. I mean, you're not going to add another Kevin Durant to that organization, but another high elite level score doesn't hurt anything. Golden State's going to be a team to watch here in the upcoming NBA season, that's for sure.
Draymond Green, Bradley Beal currently over with Team USA at the Olympics as well. And speaking of the Olympic ceremony getting underway. A lot of interesting Olympic action taking place this weekend as Team USA will be taking the floor against Team France. We'll be breaking it all down. We come right back here on the Early Line and talk some Major League Baseball.
Remember the good old days before.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on the Early Line. Let's talk a little Major League Baseball. Before we get to the games, I want to talk again about the big move. And the Tampa Bay Rays were in action yesterday. Nice come-from-behind victory against the Cleveland Indians. But the bigger storyline around that team, trading for Nelson Cruz. They sent a couple of pitching prospects over to Minnesota. And pretty quickly, I think you could argue, Donnie, have a new best hitter on their team in Nelson Cruz. What was your reaction to seeing this news?
I really liked it because, look, prospects are prospects, and good organizations should have a multitude of prospects they can flip just for these moments where you're a smaller market team in Tampa Bay. Yeah, we understand they made the World Series last year, but they don't operate under the same constraints, or they have different constraints than what maybe the New York Yankees, the Toronto Blue Jays, and as well as the Boston Red Sox in their own division. deeper pockets for those teams. You have to be a little bit more shrewd. This is one of those moves that makes a lot of sense, even if it is a rental. You are one game back of the Boston Red Sox to make the playoffs. That is the goal of teams like the Tampa Bay Rays. Get into the playoffs, or when you have a chance to get into the playoffs, try to maximize those options. Nelson Cruz is the perfect match for this baseball team. Keep in mind also, he's not being traded to a National League team like Albert Pujols, where, hey, you know, we'll get you in where we get you and maybe be a pinch hitter. You can hide older players at the DH position, and he is a hitting assassin. Put him in that lineup three or four. Now you have a legitimate bat that pitchers are going to fear, as opposed to the guys that they've been running out there. You know, DeFranco's a young kid, but he doesn't deserve to be in that three or four hole. A Rosarena, who had a great season last year, not having that best season this year. And they're still, Kevin, only one game back in the AL East. It made too much sense here to get Nelson Cruz. And the best part about it, Kevin, when the news broke, I was like, boy, that is a surprise. And immediately you start thinking to, what a great move by Tampa Bay. One back, and maybe the dominoes in Major League Baseball now start to fall with some of those upper echelon teams, particularly in the AL East. What's going to take place now with the New York Yankees after a devastating loss last night? The Boston Red Sox, they can see the finish line saying, hey, we're still in first place here. Now we have to make some moves. Should be fun to watch. And also, let's not leave out the Toronto Blue Jays as well. This should be a great close in the AL East, but maybe we start seeing some players move to the AL East with that move of Nelson Cruz to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, overall, the Tampa Bay Rays are the fourth choice on the FanDuel Sportsbook to win the AL pennant at plus 700. And I think what you bring up right there is how the rest of the American League East reacts. As a Yankee fan, I saw this move, and I was like, rather that not be the Tampa Bay Rays that was getting Nelson Cruz. I mean, you're talking about, again, he's a DH, doesn't matter, good. That's why he stayed in the American League. On the year, batting 294, 19 home runs, 50 RBIs. When he leads Minnesota in basically every hitting category that can be offered. And it's a Rays team that so often I feel like we look at them and we go, man, how are they so good? They find ways, but this is a guy that legitimately could enter this lineup. And, you know, when Donnie, later down in the season, if he's betting a Rays team total, one of the first points he'll probably make is just, you know, how good Nelson Cruz is. Weighted on base average, ISO power numbers, and things that he'll be bringing to the table there. A trusted bat. It's a big-time move for the Tampa Bay Rays. I think it's a big-time boost for them. Let's keep with the AL East, because there was a big game last night between the Yankees and the Red Sox here, and Yanks find new ways. Boy, they sure do. They had a 3-1 lead going into the bottom of the ninth inning. The bullpen, they didn't have everybody available, but Chad Green has been one of their better arms, unable to get it done. A two-out double by Kike Hernandez sends it to extra innings. The Yanks were able to score in the top of the 10th, and then basically they turned into a Little League Baseball team, and that's almost disrespectful to Little League Baseball teams. Four wild pitches allowed between Devers to score and Bogarts to get into scoring position. It was legitimately embarrassing to watch as the Boston Red Sox take the opening game of this series with a 5-4 victory.
Yeah, tough loss for the New York Yankees. You got to come away with this. When you come off hot of taking a couple games from the Philadelphia Phillies, you go up to play your division rival. You're trying to get back into the race. And here you are, after a rain delay, in position to win this baseball game right up to your last outs and can't get it done. But you're right. The more frustrating thing is, Kevin, if it was, you know, they put the guy on second base, the ghost runner. If they bunted him over and got a base hit, you would live with that. But the single fact is, when you take the lead and you just give the lead away basically for free, where the other team doesn't have to do much but just stand on base and walk the second base and walk to third base, because baseballs continually were going up against the backstop. That's a tough loss for the Yankees. We'll see how they do come back today against the Boston Red Sox, but you never want to lose that. But also keeping sight of, both of these bullpens are pretty good. So that's a little bit out of ordinary there that the Yankees are going to blow a game because specifically their bullpen, or at least the younger bullpen piece, couldn't throw the ball over the plate. But also remember, Aroldis Chapman was used twice in that Philadelphia Philly series. Maybe he wasn't available yesterday, and that's what you run into. You don't expect it in extra innings here. The Yankees should have never even been to extra innings, but that's the breaks here. It just shows the Boston Red Sox, a really good baseball team, Kevin, notching their 59th win of the season.
Yeah, they are. They've got the most wins in the American League. You have to give them credit in that respect. But for the Yankees, boy, that would, again, been a lot of momentum. Gerrit Cole's going to be on the mound for them tonight. You could have taken the first two games of this series, and now, you know, I don't want to say it's a must-win with Gerrit Cole, but part of the problem is the Yankees are playing the most important games of their seasons with a non-traditional lineup. Now, this group's actually been performing better than the, you know, best possible lineup for the New York Yankees, but it does look like they are possibly interested in some reinforcements. Trevor Story, the Colorado Rockies. We hear reports around this move yesterday from Buster Olney. The Yankees, not the only team interested, but the Yankees listed explicitly in that update there. I was a little surprised by this, Donnie. This doesn't feel like a top-of-the-list priority for the New York Yankees. What do you make of the potential of the Bronx Bombers adding Story?
Yeah, you do need some bats in the lineup for the Yankees. Typically, everybody, at least the upper echelon teams, are hunting for that next level pitcher, because usually when you're a top level team, you have a guy like Gerrit Cole already there, but you want to solidify those number two and number three starters once you get to the playoffs and try to shorten games up by getting very good starting pitching. But I do agree they do need bats. I know we always take a look at, you know, left-handed bats is probably what you want in Yankee Stadium, but also last night, here's a microcosm, right, Kevin? So the young kids performed in that Philadelphia Phillies series. You really can't go on the road against a really good baseball team, get four hits in Fenway Park, and expect to win the game. And they almost did. The better the bats, the better the team, because I do think that back end of the bullpen, which had a little bit of an anomaly yesterday, is a very good bullpen. You do have good starting pitching, boy, by one of the best pitchers, maybe the Cy Young Award winner in the American League in Gerrit Cole. I like the fact they're looking to add bats at this point, because sooner or later, you are going to get Aaron Judge. You add another formidable bat up top, then you just have to fill in the rest of that lineup in the 7, 8, and 9 hole and just play a rotation of guys who A, can get on base, and B, are hot at the time, or maybe matching up against a lefty or righty split. I like the fact that they're looking at Story. It's just a sign of a good organization. Pick up the phone and make some phone calls. You never know what type of gems you can find, or maybe the price is very accessible for the Yankees. Adding Story wouldn't hurt anybody. It would actually help the Yankees quite a bit, and quite frankly, hurt the rest of the AL East.
Some of the raw numbers on Story certainly are down. If you look at what he's been able to do over the past couple of seasons, you know, that 290 batting average, 35 or more home runs, was on pace for a comparable season last year in the shortened season. This year, you know, with a sub 250 batting average there, you know, on 11 home runs, it'll be interesting to see what that asking price would be. I want to make sure we get in that Giants-Dodgers game. The series finished up in dramatic fashion. Again, all of these games quite dramatic, really, except for the first one with the Giants ran away with. But back-to-back blown saves for Kenley Jansen. 5-3. The Giants take 3 out of 4 at Dodger Stadium, Donnie.
Yeah, and usually you would wake up here in the morning and say, Kenley Jansen, he just can't be the closer anymore. Send him down, cut him, we can't take it. You're not going to do that. This guy's one of the best guys, the best, you know, closers in Major League Baseball history. But let's take a look at the game where you can blame Kenley Jansen, I guess. He induces a simple ground ball to Chris Taylor at shortstop. Taylor flips it over to second base as if nobody was running, or you didn't really need the out, or it wasn't a game-clinching out. It ends up being safe. But also, Kenley Jansen does his job against Darren Ruff and actually strikes him out. And if you watch the replays, the check swing is something we always get angry about. They called it safe. They end up losing the game because of that. So there's two outs that your pitcher got. In Major League Baseball, with really good lineups like the San Francisco Giants, maybe the best team in baseball record-wise here, you can't get teams two extra outs and expect to still win baseball games. No fault to Kenley Jansen. He was out of there with the save. Unbelievable the Dodgers blew another one in epic fashion here.
Yeah, I think that is totally fair to Jansen. The Dodgers, though, not minus 250 anymore. Minus 220. Uh-oh. Marginal move. Still a move, though. Looks like it's going to take a little bit more for the Giants to actually jump that team for the best odds to win the NL West. Keep it right here. The early line continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the early line. We are live right here on Sports Grid on a Friday, Football Friday. There's certainly some big football news to get to. Yesterday, Tom Pelissero reporting that the NFL informed teams that they, if they were unable to reschedule a game during this upcoming 18-week season due to COVID outbreaks among unvaccinated players, the team would be forced to forfeit that game and would be credited with a loss as it pertains to playoff seeding. A lot of implications here. I let you know, Tom puts the bottom tweet, massive implications. Certainly, I bet more than he even realizes. But there's also a lot of question marks about how fair this is. Is this a little bit harsh, Donnie? What was your reaction to seeing forfeits being on the table?
It was very interesting because, first and foremost, Kevin, along other professional sports, this is a business. It's the bottom line. When that gets affected, you know, organizations start getting upset, and particularly the NFL front offices and also the NFL ownership. Now, looking at this, it's a very stern, you know, I guess, you know, statement put out by the NFL that says we're not tolerating what happened last year. Now, look, there wasn't the vaccine around. They tried the best they could. They tried to accommodate teams, moving games, you know, 14, 15 days, switching other teams by weeks. Didn't matter if one team got hurt by this, if they weren't even affected by it. The NFL made it happen. They played every single game. Kudos to the NFL. So second time around, we have a vaccine out here, which can help with the rest of the scheduling, because if your team is vaccinated to a certain point, it's a good chance that they won't get COVID-19, or if they do, the symptoms will be less. And there are some written bylaws here that basically say if you get COVID, but you know, you have two straight tests over like a 24 or 48 hour period, you can return immediately back to the team if you are vaccinated. Now, the issue here is the unvaccinated. And I don't know, I guess there's a broad stroke of power here, Kevin, from the NFL front offices, particularly Roger Goodell himself, because it says, you know, you can have forfeits and cancellation of games if it's an outbreak on your team due to unvaccinated players. What does that actually mean, though? Let's just say on an NFL team, I don't know, if it's an 85% threshold, you know, there's a 55-man roster and five players who are unvaccinated all get COVID on your team. I don't think you're going to cancel the football game for that, because we don't know really what the contact tracing envelops going from the unvaccinated to the vaccinated and how that stands up. I just think the NFL actually made a very smart and shrewd move here, Kevin, to lay out some of these bylaws to maybe flip 5 or 10% more of the NFL players to say, hey, you know what? I don't want to put my team at risk. I try to hold off as long as possible, but now it's going to affect my team, it's going to affect my family, it's going to affect my paycheck, and maybe my overall city and organization, because we might lose a football game that if we're one game out in the standings, we don't make the playoffs. I think this was put out here to sway even more people to get the shot in the NFL and also give that sort of, you know, here, throw the guys a bone that got the vaccinations. Hey, you don't have to wear a mask in the facility. If for some reason you do have contact tracing, or if you do actually get the COVID virus and you have the vaccine, you can come back rather quickly, because I saw what Tom Pelissero also was saying, Kevin, here, is the fact that if you are not vaccinated, maybe contact tracing comes up where you get it. It looks like it's a mandatory 10-day quarantine, no matter if you have COVID-19 or not, and how quickly you can come back. So interesting stuff here from the NFL, but I do agree with what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I definitely think what you're saying is correct. I think the main purpose of this was not to establish that there will be forfeits. It is to get that threshold to where they want it to be. There's been some recent reportings that they are not happy with the amount of teams that have hit that 85% threshold. And you see a piece of news like this that, you know, if you're a player, your decision could potentially cost the team a legitimate game. And there's not a single team out there, trust me, there's no Detroit Lions. Like, listen, it is what it is. We're supposed to be bad. Every team thinks they can go out there and make the playoffs. So they're all thinking about this, right? And so they're trying to get a little bit closer to that threshold. Will there actually be forfeits? I think we can, you know, we can talk about that a little bit during Hot or Not. You certainly can think about the fact that last year we didn't have any of those in probably what was a little more uncharted territory, but there also might be something to the idea that maybe the NFL's tolerance for this is a little bit down. Look, hey, last year we were all working through it right now. If you are going to go out there and make the decision to not get the vaccine, which would make this easier on all parties involved, then we're going to come down a little bit harsher than we would have last season. But there's, of course, gambling implications to this all last year. Last year, betting through the pandemic was really interesting. I know that I told Donnie, oh yeah, typically, you know, around noon Eastern time was when I would get my wagers in. And Donnie, you know, had to hold on to his chair. It's like, what? That's the worst possible time to be doing that. But it's a comfortability thing as it pertains to this. Now, when we go week to week, that'll be interesting. But you made a point to me, Donnie, about how this could impact some season-long wagers.
No, certainly, because you're looking at team totals for the season, even having some impact. Let's just say you even take a, I don't know, player rushing total. We've done a couple things already on Hot or Not, how many, you know, passes a certain player will throw for, or excuse me, how many yards a player will throw for at the quarterback position, how many rushing yards, how many receiving yards. This could also impact that as well, because it's not a true injury. But you are correct when you take a look and say, okay, well, if my team is careening towards the playoffs, you can even bet on the FanDuel Sportsbook here. Who's going to have the top number, the number one overall seed in each one of the conferences? How would you like to be sitting at like a 12-4, which last year would have been a completed season, but one more week left, and oh yeah, we had a COVID outbreak. We're going to have a forfeit, so no longer will be the number one seed. We drop back to the four seed. Those could be devastating for the teams inside and out. And also getting more back to the COVID strategy that the NFL is implying. We're going to talk about some players that are getting COVID, and also, you know, the impact of DeAndre Hopkins in just a few moments. But take a look at this, Kevin. How do you quickly get players to change their mind? Because last year, if there was a COVID outbreak and something happened, the players still got paid. Now you're looking at these forfeit and checks that if you get COVID, you're not going to play. So when they always say, like, don't mess with another man's money, money is about to be messed with, because also now what the NFL is doing, which I think this is a little bit of a side effect. I don't know if they intended to do this or if they're even going to like this. How about players showing up on an NFL team? Let's just use the Philadelphia Eagles, right? And I don't even know what their COVID percentage is. Let's just say, Kevin, it's 50-50. All the offensive players got, you know, their shots. The defensive players did not. So you're led to believe going into like week three, the defense has an outbreak, the NFL cancels the game, the offense who did the right thing, they all lose their paychecks because the other guys did not get their vaccinations. That's going to be interesting, because you're seeing it in Buffalo right now with Cole Beasley, you know, out in the forefront on social media. He doesn't want to get the vaccination, list his reasons. But then you also have players on the same team saying, why are we not getting the vaccines? So it's almost like you're pitting player versus player, team versus team. That'll be one to watch once training camp starts here, Kevin.
I think the other interesting question is, within this thing, it just says COVID out. It doesn't say COVID outbreak forfeit. It says if a game cannot be rescheduled. Last year, they went to a bunch of different lengths to reschedule games, right? I think it was the Steelers, one of the early Steelers-Ravens games, I believe. Baltimore, kind of the, one of the first ones.
Yep.
Yeah, right. And they were moving things around left and right. And all right, you don't have a bye week here. All right, you got a bye week here. Boom, boom, boom. And then, you know, we got later into the season, and the Ravens were supposed to play on a Thursday, and then they wrapped it around and played on a Monday. What lengths will the NFL go to, Donnie, to actually reschedule the games? Is a legitimate question, and that of course will factor in, because again, another point that you had made when we were discussing this yesterday a little bit, and I thought was a really good one, is kind of the owners. But whoa, I lose ticket sales for a game. What if you're a home team and it's the road team that's forfeiting? Oh great, I got a win, but I'm supposed to be getting, you know, a percentage of revenue from hosting a game that you're now telling me I'm no longer hosting.
It's such a great point, because when you bring up even the advertising that comes into play, forget about like Fox and ESPN who have the national game, right? 4 o'clock live from Lincoln Financial Field or, you know, MetLife Stadium. That's one thing. But how about the local ad sponsorships that you sell on your radio stations, on your broadcast? They paid for 17 games. Are you going to give them a credit back or get them a cash payment back? How about even the signs in game in the stadium? Bud Light, Miller Light, you know, whatever, a local electrical companies out there, they run ads all the way through. Those guys played for 10 games. Obviously, it used to be 2 preseason games and 8 regular season games. Are you crediting that money back? And you are so correct. What happens if the road team has an outbreak? The Carolina Panthers are going to, I don't know, the Jacksonville Jaguars. And all of a sudden, the Jaguars have a sold-out stadium here. Everybody's rocking and ready to go. And by Wednesday, they say, oh, yeah, it's not going to play. You know how much money that is? 65,000 seats and the food sales and the beer sales, the paraphernalia sales, as well as the parking. Are you just going to lose that and say, hey, thanks, guys, no big deal. We'll pay you back at a later time. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but I do think the NFL will once again, Kevin, bend over backwards, because you have to look at your overall brand product. Did the fans do this? No. Did most of the organization do this? No. Is it right to penalize two organizations? Because also, Kevin, you're right. The opposing team in the canceled game would lose their paychecks because the other team didn't do the right things. I don't think we're going to get a cancellation. And even if there is a COVID outbreak, the NFL will bend over backwards to accommodate both NFL teams. There's way too much money involved for a game to be canceled, Kevin.
We're going to expand on this quite a bit during Hot or Not. It could take up quite a bit of Hot or Not. That's fine. It's again, it's a really important discussion to have. I will be very interested to see if some of the, you know, if the FanDuel Sportsbook, you know, puts in their house rules, teams must play 17 games if you would want to say credit your win totals. It all depends. It certainly all depends. And again, will a game actually be forfeited? Just some other updates, even around COVID. Kadarius Toney of the Giants was their first-round selection. And then backup quarterback of the Jaguars, Jake Luton, ended up on the reserve/COVID-19 list as both of those players tested positive. So the first known positives around. And that is the other thing to consider. Obviously, there are even some people that do end up getting the vaccine and they can get some positives. That's why the unvaccinated distinction, I think, was made in that update. And then, of course, DeAndre Hopkins questioning his future in the NFL around this news. Will there be more players that could potentially think the same? We shall see. But if DeAndre Hopkins does not play this upcoming season for the Arizona Cardinals, how will that impact them? We will discuss all of that and more coming up next right here on the Early Line on Sports Grid. It's Kevin Walsh and Donnie Rideside with you on a Friday morning. Come on back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to the Early Line. We are live right here on Sports Grid. It's time for Hot or Not. Before we get there, let's talk a little bit about just the reaction to the DeAndre Hopkins tweet that has since been deleted. But here is what the tweet reads. Never thought I would say this, but being put in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. A very surprising tweet that has monster ramifications, probably because, you know, that's probably why DeAndre Hopkins deleted it. Doesn't mean he doesn't feel that way still, but okay, that's not just a thing you can say. Basically saying, maybe I'm going to retire. Donnie, before we even get to Hot or Not, again, the impact of Hopkins not being on this team, what was your reaction to that since deleted tweet?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. And a lot of us, you know, we tweet things in the moment. Sometimes we don't mean, sometimes out of emotion, because it obviously, and again, getting back to the point what the NFL wanted, I think this worked because they needed something that was going to hit home. And it wasn't just DeAndre Hopkins out here tweeting out that he's upset with this type. You know, he saw Leonard Fournette come out with it and a multitude of other NFL players. I think they got the response they wanted, saying this is a serious equation and you are going to put your team in peril. Now, great part about living in the United States, Kevin, nobody's going to force you to get the vaccine, but there are consequences if you don't get it here. Like, hey, I'm a football player. If I come back and, you know, if I get COVID-19 and spread it around unvaccinated, we're going to lose game checks. My team's going to be mad at me. My front office will be mad at me. My city will be mad at me. And just as an overall NFL fan, if you have a DFS and you are an owner of a fantasy football team with DeAndre Hopkins, you would be mad as well. But getting back to the point, it was very interesting that it came out. I'm glad he pulled it back, because once you disappear, you can come out and say, hey, guys, I'm not going anywhere, which is basically what he said a little bit later in the day on social media. But that was one of those in the moments, Herm Edwards, do not press send, or at least think about it for a couple minutes before you press send, because that sent the, you know, sports world into a tizzy, saying, now, wait a second here. This isn't a four stringer, a fifth stringer, a rookie coming into the league. This might be the single best wide receiver in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah, it's now a passing league, and he is a linchpin in this organization. Those were my initial thoughts here when I saw that. Good to see you pulled it back. Maybe he makes a decision to get vaccinated or not, but at least we know what we're dealing with out here. He's not going to make a snap decision, step away from the game because of that. Maybe he thinks it through here, but interesting nonetheless in the NFL, because a lot of people were buzzing immediately when that tweet came out.
I'm sure if you're the Arizona Cardinals, immediately reached out, and I'm sure they've probably looked to extend the hand in terms of, hey, listen, let's get you in the room with some top doctors. You got questions, they should have answers. And just try to, you know, set the record straight here, because if you're the Arizona Cardinals, you're looking to make a push this season. As stacked as the NFC West is, you're a part of the reason that the NFC West is stacked. Has to be the absolute best projected last place team in the entire league. The question becomes, though, if we got to a point where DeAndre Hopkins ultimately does not play this season here, maybe it takes a year to think about it. I don't know. We'll see. If DeAndre Hopkins does not play, though, Donnie, the Arizona Cardinals could still make the playoffs, hot or not.
No shot. That's an absolute not for me. And I know one player doesn't make a football team, Donnie. There's 22 starters out there between offense and defense. And, yeah, oh, yeah, even special teams. But you got to be kidding me. Did you watch last year? Kyler Murray roll out of the pocket, throw laser beams downfield, beat the Buffalo Bills on a last-second Hail Mary. Who's making that play? A.J. Green, been in the league like 10 or 15 years. How much does he have left? Rondale Moore, a rookie. Is he going to make that play? No. The reason why your offense hums is, yes, you have a very good play caller in Cliff Kingsbury. Yes, you have an electric quarterback that can throw and run. But trust me, there are guys wide open because DeAndre Hopkins is getting double and triple covered out there going downfield, which makes everybody look better. Take that away. Now you lock in on A.J. Green. Now you lock in on a rookie Rondale Moore. And now you can maybe collapse the pocket much more on Kyler Murray. Because when everything breaks down, you know it's really nice to have? Just throw it up in the air because my guy will make me a play, whether it be a first down by catch or first down by pass interference. There is absolutely no way the Arizona Cardinals make the playoffs without DeAndre Hopkins playing, Kevin, and also playing well.
One of the easier knots for me, because I probably don't think they make the playoffs even with DeAndre Hopkins. They are the fourth best team in the NFC West, which means that the entire NFC West would need to make the playoffs, at least in my mind, if I thought that that's where they would be going. I think sometimes kind of caught up in the excitement around Kyler Murray was the fact that the Cardinals, while they were in the postseason hunt, they finished 8-8. They lost some big games there. Like, they were not, oh, they were on the cusp and just missed out. Like, the Chicago Bears and Mitch Trubisky made the playoffs over the Arizona Cardinals. I know they've brought in some big names, A.J. Green, J.J. Watt. How good those players can be, we'll find out. But, again, if Hopkins is not there, I certainly would not be any kind of buyer on this Arizona Cardinals team at a different price. We'll keep it here in the NFL and hot or not. We've talked quite a bit about this. But let's actually see what we actually think in terms of whether or not this will play out. Donnie, hot or not, there will be an NFL game forfeited in the upcoming season.
I'm going to go absolutely not. If we didn't have a forfeit last year in the NFL, and again, this is a business. You're not getting any bonus points for canceling a game for COVID. There's going to be heavy financial ramifications that ricochet all around the league, whether it be about teams making the playoffs, home, you know, fans in their seats, all of that stuff. And again, we talked about the advertising as well. If they didn't have one last year, and now you're saying more than half, at least, of the NFL players that we know of are vaccinated or at least have one shot of the vaccination. And look, we're still about a month and a half out from the regular season, Kevin. You might be able to change even more minds and opinions because keep in mind, in the off season, you were away from your teammates. You know, you're listening to your family, your friends. Hey, you know what? I'm not going to get this vaccination. Maybe by the time football season kicks off, nobody's even worried about COVID anyway. But now it looks like there's a little spike coming back up due to different variants, and now you're getting around your players, coaches, team doctors, and you see them. And how about just going to the lunch table, Kevin, in the middle of training camp? Hey, look at those guys at this table over here. They're having a great time. No mask, relaxing, while you're over at a separate table with a mask on trying to eat through the mask. And when you show up in meetings, you got to sit away from everybody in a mask. Sooner or later, that's going to catch up. Hey, you know what, man? I'm just going to go ahead and get this shot so I can be with my guys and hang out, because they're putting those little carrots in there as well. But absolutely not. Even if one game is canceled, the ramifications are way too big. Also, Kevin, when we take a look at the forfeits, I assume, like, say the Denver Broncos play the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Denver Broncos last year, who had an outbreak, right, didn't have any quarterbacks when they played a game against the New Orleans Saints. Did they pick up a win with the forfeit? I'm going to assume, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, the other team, so it's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you definitely – I mean, if one team gets a loss, I, on the other end, would need a win. That wouldn't make any sense, right? And again, we talk about the implications that this would have on win totals. And ultimately, I agree with Donnie, though. It is very difficult to believe that after they did not have a forfeit, or even forget forfeit, there was no games canceled last season. It is very difficult to think that that's where they would need to get to. Really, the only way I'll put it to you like this. There's not going to be one forfeit. There will either be multiple forfeits or zero. Because if there's multiple, then that means that the NFL is like, no. We told you, I don't have time for this. I'm not moving them around and them around, them around. You get an outbreak, you forfeit, you lose, they win. Hopefully you're ready to go next week. Do you think that's fair, Donnie? Either zero or multiple forfeits if it's going to land in either direction?
Yeah, you're right. It's because we've never seen this before. Like, and sometimes in Major League Baseball at the end of the season, hey, you know what? We didn't finish, but wait, hey, we're 30 games back out of first place in the AL West. You know, who cares about this? Let's just, you know, continue. And maybe how much home gate were you going to get from a really bad baseball team in September anyway, with kids back to school and football season underway? So the losses would be minimized. But in the NFL, it's catastrophic on these teams. Did we just see a report, Kevin, come out for the Green Bay Packers during the pandemic? They lost $130 million. Yes. Because there were no fans in the stands, and there will be no fans in the stands, Kevin, if you aren't allowed to play that weekend. I just can't imagine the NFL not doing the right thing, maybe sending fines down the organizations that we saw last year. But the worst case scenario is you hurt other guys that did the right thing with the vaccinations and also your football team and other cities. We all want to see the football game played on the field. And I don't think the outbreaks are going to be as big as they were last year. But you did bring up some interesting points over the last segment, Kevin. Some guys already testing positive. Boy, we've been down this road before, and you are correct. Betting a game on a Tuesday saying, boy, I really like the look of this game. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah. You know, Davante Adams and also Aaron Rodgers were close contacts in the room in a meeting. We don't know if they're playing this week. And when you already bet it, oh, boy, I could just wake up having nightmares right now, Kevin, on that.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting NFL season, but again, one we are excited to cover. Let's bring up an NBA topic here on Hot or Not. So the NBA rumors are continuing to come out on a daily basis. I love this stuff. I think this is great. And I like that we have open right on the FanDuel Sportsbook the odds to win next year's NBA championship, because I'll be interested to see if there's ever a rumor that gets enough heat to move an odd. Like, when will we actually, you know, they adjust the Nets price minimally. They adjust maybe the Clippers minimally. But, like, when will the team jump a tier, if you will, in odds to win the NBA championship? No movement of that sort just yet. But we have some interesting rumors around the Golden State Warriors. Multiple lottery picks. The reports coming from The Athletic that their top stars, Steph Curry and Draymond Green, want them to use those picks to get another star on that roster. And apparently at the top of the list is the Washington Wizards, Bradley Beal. Donnie, hot or not, Beal would make the Warriors the favorites in the Western Conference if he ends up out there in the Bay Area.
Myself, I do believe that should be the case, so I would make it hot. But we have to also remember, a lot of money is still going to come in on the Los Angeles Lakers if we know LeBron James and Anthony Davis are healthy. To me, they still deserve to be the front runners. Not so much that we anticipate just both of those guys being healthy, but at the same time, Kevin, we think the Los Angeles Lakers are going to add on to their roster. They're in the mix for everybody, whether they can get those players or not. So the Lakers aren't going to stand pat. I love what the Golden State Warriors will do if they add Bradley Beal. I think they'd probably be one of the most fun teams back in the NBA. Remember how, which, you know, even though we're East Coast guys, when they had Kevin Durant, even though they were wiping the floor with teams nightly, it was so much fun to watch everybody on that team get off each and every night from the three-point line, doing whatever they want. One of the best teams you're going to watch over the last 25 to 30 years. But taking a look at adding Bradley Beal, is that Kevin Durant going to Golden State Warriors? No, it isn't. But we're also anticipating a healthy Klay Thompson, a healthy Steph Curry, and also a healthy Bradley Beal. That is a lot of offensive power and punch, and also guys in their prime, as a way to take a look at LeBron James, maybe heading into the back end. But I don't believe they should be the favorite from an odds perspective, but maybe a favorite just from my own personal betting perspective. But we have to wait to see what the Lakers are going to do. They turn up with another superstar player. There's no way that even though Bradley Beal might get added over to the Golden State Warriors, they would overtake the Lakers in odds on these sports books.
That's the trickiest part about it, is how much can you adjust certain prices on expectation? And I don't mean by the Bradley Beal news. If Beal's on the Golden State Warriors, I think they would be the favorites, unless they're saying, well, yeah, but we know the Lakers are going to make a move of their own. Like, if the Warriors add Beal and the Lakers add Chris Paul, then they would be at the same odds, if not shaded, to the Lakers. I absolutely agree on that, Donnie. But if the Warriors go first, and considering that the draft comes before free agency, the Warriors would have to go first, there would be a pretty big move, I do believe, on that Golden State number, at least to win the NBA championship, which is 13-1 right now. The Lakers are 6-1, and then you have a 12-1 number on the Phoenix Suns. I will add this little caveat, though. I'd be a little surprised if the Warriors ended up with the best package and were able to actually land Bradley Beal, Donnie.
Yeah, it will be interesting to watch. And also keep in mind, if they do land Bradley Beal, all eyes on the Lakers for the rest of the summer, because you know LeBron James will turn up the heat on that front office. Look at the move they made. We got to counter this move. We'll be talking about it quite a bit, I assume, Kevin, for the rest of the summer.
No, we certainly will. LeBron calling the Wizards front office. You sure you don't want Kyle Kuzma? I mean, this guy's an NBA champion. Come on back. We'll get out of here tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid on a Friday, we give out a hero of the night. We head on over to Major League Baseball. Who could the hero be? Could it be the disaster Red Sox-Yankees game? Absolutely not. Could it be something from the Giants and the Dodgers series? No. We do go to an LA team, though. The Twins and the Angels getting involved in a 3-2 victory by the LA Angels. All three runs coming on one swing of the bat from our hero of the night, Jack Mayfield. I mean, how could it not be Jack Mayfield? Because here's the deal. This is one of Donnie's guys. He's been scouting him since the very beginning. He cashes the Angels, you know, a little first five money line. Obviously, that is a massive moment there. They win the game. All the scoring stopped because the world stopped when Mayfield put that ball over that wall, Donnie.
It was amazing stuff, and you are exactly correct. I mean, I used to remember going flying down on Kevin weekends. Forget about going on vacation. I used to go down to Del Rio, Texas, just to check out Jack Mayfield in high school. I mean, an unbelievable performer. But looking at Major League Baseball last night, a 179 average, the only runs of the night when you got your MVP. Maybe Ohtani came back and dug and said, "Hey, look, you are the MVP tonight. We can't hit anything, Jack. Get up there, make it happen." The 9-hole batter, one swing of the bat, 3-2, and maybe does this propel the Angels towards the playoffs? Will we look back to last night, Kevin, July 22nd, and say that was the night Jack Mayfield put the Angels into the playoffs? Hero of the night, absolutely. Maybe a season-saving home run from Jack Mayfield, good old number 59.
Well, I mean, look, someone has to carry Ohtani, right? I mean, let's just call it what it is. You know, we've often been saying that Mayfield really is the star of this team, and it's nice to see him step on up there and help the deal. Shohei actually has been struggling a little bit since the break, so at least people can ignore like Juan Soto and Pete Alonso and be like, "Told you the home run derby ruins baseball players," if they really want credit, though, to Mayfield. But come on back, hour number two of the early line.
To win, you need a plan. We're the home of sports gaming strategies and information to give you the winning edge.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,